Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. So, Macbeth has unleashed this genocide. He's sent his murderers out. He's in fact become a mass murderer by proxy. Others are doing it for him, but others are killing whoever he wants, whenever he wants. He doesn't care for his victims, he doesn't mind who he destroys, and he will annihilate anyone and everyone who is in his way. Ross describes Scotland as it now stands. And when you listen to it, it's rather like a contemporary account of Kosovo or Rwanda or anywhere else where mass killings have started to take place.
Alas, poor country, almost afraid to know itself. It cannot be called our mother, but our grave, where sighs and groans and shrieks that rend the air are made, not marked, where violent sorrow seems a modern ecstasy. The dead man's knell is there scarce asked for who, and good men's lives expire before the flowers in their caps, dying or ere they sicken.
That description is absolutely horrific. Where sighs and groans and shrieks that rend the air are made, not marked. Where the amount of pain and agony is so extreme that nobody even sees it anymore. That there are so many bodies lying around the countryside or hanging from gibbets that nobody pays any attention. That the dead man's knell is there, scarce asked for who. There are so many funerals going on, nobody has the time to ask who's dead. In other words, Scotland is now in a state of complete bloody chaos. The action of the play now moves to England. Shakespeare wants to show us where the end of chaos, where the potential for revenge will come from. We're still in a state of genocide. We haven't moved into the next cycle of the play, but Shakespeare is beginning to show us how there will be a conclusion. Malcolm, King Duncan's eldest son and the rightful heir to the crown, has been gathering an army to overthrow Macbeth, and it is to him that Macduff has come. But Malcolm is very, very wary. He's a much cleverer politician than his father was. He knows that when somebody comes to him offering help, it could be a trap from Macbeth. So Malcolm pretends to be as bad as Macbeth is, pretends to be just as much of a tyrant, to test Macduff's loyalty. He wants to see if Macduff is simply an adventurer looking for profit and power, or possibly worse, an agent of Macbeth. Macduff passes the test by refusing to join with Malcolm, and at this point, Malcolm reveals himself as an honourable and decent man.
Macduff, this noble passion, child of integrity, had from my soul wiped the black scruples, reconciled my thoughts to thy good truth and honour. Devilish Macbeth, by many of these trains, had sought to win me into his power.
So he's saying, you're not the first person to come, but the previous ones were all agents of Macbeth.
But God above, deal between thee and me, for even now I put myself to thy direction, and unspeak mine own detraction. Here abjure the taints and blames I laid upon myself. For strangers to my nature, I am yet unknown to woman, never was forsworn, scarcely have coveted what was mine own. At no time broke my faith, would not betray the devil to his fellow, and delight no less in truth than life. What I am truly is thine, and my poor country's to command. Whither indeed, before thy here approach, old Seaward with 10,000 warlike men, already at point, was setting forth. Now we'll together, and the chance of goodness be like our warranted quarrel.
Malcolm is sort of offering himself as the great knight in shining armour. He's saying, I am pure, I am decent, I am honest, I am trustworthy, and I've got a huge army ready to go and fight. So you join with me, and we're going to put all this to right. And everything sounds so much better. Shakespeare's offering us the possibility that all's going to be right with the world, and this great army of revenging heroes is going to ride over the border to Scotland and put things to right. And Macduff, for a moment, might be a little bit happier, but only for a moment. It is at this point that Ross arrives with news from Scotland. He tells Malcolm that the country is ready to fight for Malcolm's return.
When I came hither to transport the tidings, which I have heavily borne, there ran a rumour of many worthy fellows that were out, which was to my belief witnessed the rather, for that I saw the tyrant's power afoot. Now is the time of help. your eye in Scotland would create soldiers, make our women fight, to doff their dire distresses.
Be it their comfort, we are coming thither.
And again, very economically, very simply, Shakespeare says, now's the time. There are many worthy fellows that are out. There are lots of people out beginning to fight a rearguard action against Macbeth. And I can prove by the fact that Macbeth soldiers are all over the place trying to put it down. Insurrection is in the air. The women will go and fight for you. Everybody will go and fight for you if only you let them know that you are coming. And Malcolm replies, yes, we are coming. But Ross has worse news to tell concerning Macduff.
Would I could answer this comfort with the like, but I have words that would be howled out in the desert air, where hearing should not latch them.
What concern they? The general cause? Or is it a fee grief due to some single breast?
If it be mine, keep it not from me. Quickly let me have it.
Your castle is surprised, your wife and babes savagely slaughtered, to relate the manner where, on the quarry of these murdered deer, to add the death of you.
Merciful heaven, what man? Give sorrow words. The grief that does not speak whispers the o'er fraught heart and bids it break.
My children too?
Wife, children, servants, all that could be found.
And I must be from thence. My wife killed too.
I have said.
Be comforted. Let us make us medicines of our great revenge to cure this deadly grief.
He has no children. All my pretty ones. Did you say all? Oh, hellkite, all. What, all my pretty chickens and their dam at one fell sweep?
Now, you'll notice that three times Macduff asks the question, my wife killed, my children killed. Three times he asks that question. And what Shakespeare's doing is making his audience realize just what has happened. Ross has already said, I can't even tell you how they were killed. If you knew it, it would kill you. So what he's saying to the audience, what Shakespeare's saying to the audience is, this is not just slit the throat. This is something utterly gruesome. It is exactly what happened in Rwanda not that long ago when people went out and hacked others to pieces with machetes. This is brutal killing, and this is happening to Macduff's family. Three times he asked the question, three times the answer. All of them dead.
Dispute it like a man.
I shall do so, but I must also feel it as a man. I cannot but remember such things were, that were most precious to me. Did heaven look on, and would not take their part? Sinful Macduff, they were all struck for thee. Not that I am, not for their own demerits, but for mine. Fell slaughter on their souls. Heaven rest them now.
Be this the whetstone of your sword. Let greed convert to anger, blunt not the heart, enrage it.
It's very clever here. Malcolm is proving himself to be, yet again, a very astute politician. At the moment of Macduff's greatest grief, he says, use that anger, turn it into anger. He's, in fact, turning Macduff into a weapon with which he, Malcolm, can begin to fight Macbeth.
Oh, I could play the woman with mine eyes and braggart with my tongue, but gentle heavens, cut short all intermission. Front to front, bring thou this fiend of Scotland and myself. Within my sword's length, set him. If he scape, heaven forgive him too.
This tune goes manly. Come, our power is ready. Our lack is nothing but our leave. Macbeth is ripe for shaking, and the powers above put on their instruments. Receive what cheer you may. The night is long that never finds the day.
The night is long that never finds the day. What Shakespeare again here is saying, it's been black, it's got blacker, it's got to the very, very worst. But no matter how long the night, no matter how dark the night, the dawn will come. And so they leave to bring the final part of the prophecy to its conclusion. They are ready now to march to Burnham. And thank you to Patrick Moyner as Macduff, to Micheál McConnell as Ross, and to Daryl Caplice as Malcolm, all from Patrician.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.